Our Thursday edition of In Focus continues on News Radio KMAN. Troy Coverdale joined today by Jason Smith, the president and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. One of the stories from the past few weeks in terms of business, the fact that the McCall Pattern Company will be closing its plant at the tail end of the year. And Jason, there have been a lot of questions. What's the impact looking like, first and foremost, with that closure taking place?
Yeah, so, you know, I think the first thing that we want to recognize is there's about, I think, 70 to 80 employees out there, most of them long term, because obviously that is not a business that's a lot lately. And so a lot of their employees are long-term. They've been there for a number of years. And so, you know, we're very concerned about their well-being and want to make sure that we do everything in our power to help them find new opportunities, whether it's moving directly into another job or there are some programs available through the state of Kansas that can help those individuals go back to school and get some kind of training for another career. So I think first and foremost, we want to make sure that those individuals have the opportunity to move forward and be as least amount of impact as possible. So I just want to make sure that everyone knows that we are working with the state to do everything in our power to help those individuals. You know, these things are obviously always disappointing. It's a reminder that the global economy never stays still. Every industry has a cycle. I'm not making light of it at all, but people don't sew like they used to sew. And there are other, opportunities to find patterns and do things. And quite frankly, clothing is in a relative scale, cheaper than it was, 30, 40, 50 years ago because of how the manufacturing process is. Has come along in the automation and those kind of things. So obviously the demand for that product isn't what it was when McCall had 1,000 employees or over 1,000 employees here back in the, you know, in the 70s and 80s. I've talked to several people who mentioned to me they'd work there or their daughters had worked there or one of their kids had worked there. Or their sister. There are a lot of people in Manhattan who have been impacted over the years by that business, and I assume at one point it was the largest private business in the community. This really also brings the importance of having an economic development program with a business retention expansion element. We created that program last year here. It's something that in other communities where I've been in, we've had those programs, because what you want to do is identify potential challenges that businesses are facing before they become major problems. The two challenges that McCall's had in Manhattan, and not necessarily in particular order, but one is an aging facility that needs a lot of work to be modernized to allow any sort of manufacturer to be efficient in their process. And efficiency is really the most important thing right now in manufacturing, is we have to be able to produce as much as we can for the least cost so that they can maintain a price point that is competitive with foreign products. And so the facility there had some challenges that had been identified. And then the other item, which was identified in the newspaper, the product that has become the most popular in patterns was one that had a thicker paper than the printers in Manhattan were able to produce. So what you hope would happen is that you catch those kind of things early enough that you can put together some sort of a solution to help that company reinvest in equipment, reinvest in facilities. If a particular company is having trouble attracting workers, which we have right now in Manhattan, what can we do to help attract workers so that you can address them before it puts a company in a point where they're having to make a decision. In the case of McCall's, they had been purchased and consolidated, and through all those purchases and consolidations, the company had the kind of equipment they needed to do the patterns and facility that was fairly modernized. And so it just became a challenge as we tried to convince them to do that work here, to convince them to leave a better facility with that already had the equipment, to come to a facility that they were going to need to spend money upgrading. So it's obviously disappointing. McCall is a part of the Manhattan fabric. So we now turn to, okay, well, what's next for that particular parcel, and is the facility reusable, and we don't know the answers to these questions yet, but is the location the most valuable thing, and maybe the building's not part of the future plans of redevelopment there. So we're in contact with their corporate people and are trying to figure out right now that the real estate part of that, and whether there's a viable quick redevelopment opportunity, or if that's something that may need a little more thought and process. So hopefully that we'll be able to resolve those issues quickly, get those jobs, get those individuals that are out there back in new jobs. We do have other jobs in the community, and so hopefully they have the skills that will relate to some other employment without losing income. And if not, then what can we do to help them get retrained to maybe even find a job with greater income? And then second, of course, is how do we move forward to try to encourage new investment on that McCall 24 corner. So, because it's a great corner.
Mm-hmm. It is. And you bring up a great point when you discuss the real estate angle of this. Companies are known for being creative with some of the demands that they have post having their factory or having a store in a retail setting in a location. We see it with grocery stores all the time. When a grocery store leaves, a lot of time the real estate contracts going forward say that a grocery store cannot go into that same location for X number of years if someone wants to purchase that. It makes it tough when you're looking for redevelopment of a plat like what McCall's is going to be.
Yeah, I would say, and again, we have people on our team who are visiting with them on a regular basis. I have not heard, nor would I sense, that there'll be a lot of restrictions there. I think McCall's probably is going to want to liquidate and as soon as possible. There's no value to them to owning that real estate in Manhattan at this point. And so the question then becomes, A, is the building still repurposed? Are you able to repurpose the building for logistics, distribution, manufacturing, or is it antiquated? And if it is, then can it be used for something else, or is the best course of action, because of the value of the actual ground, is the best course of action finding someone who wants to just clear that lot and do something new and different? And I don't know that we know those answers yet. It's been really interesting to me, because I've unfortunately had to go through more of these than I care to, but we have had more interest in what's going to happen with the real estate in this scenario than I've had ever in one of these kind of projects. So I do know there are people who are interested in what could possibly happen there. There's a lot of traffic there. It's in a very strong retail corridor. So what does that look like going forward? And I think that's what, you know, obviously after we take care of what we need to do with the employees there, but that's our next challenge.
Dave, do you have a question?
You know, I was going to bring up something here, and I think maybe I'd kind of like to take that break first.
Okay, we can do that.
And then we'll talk about, because it's not quite related to the discussion right now. So.
Okay, we can do that. Easy enough. We continue with Jason Smith, the president and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, in a moment. This is In Focus on News Radio KMAN.